Parshas Ki Teitzeh, Tavshinayin Ches. Okay, steht in Gemara like this. On the Pasuk, V'loi Sosim Domim Beveisecho. So here the Gemara learns that is also Legadel Kelev Ra Betoch Beisoy. The Loshon HaGemara V'lo Sosim Domim Beveisecho, the Gemara in Ksuves, V'lo Sosim Ibnashu Legadel Adam Kelev Ra Betoch Beisoy. Okay? Now the Gemara says like this, in the Gemara in Pei Gimel, in Baba Kama. Tan Rabbon, Legadel Adam is a Kelev Elim Ken Kashur B'Shalshales. You're not allowed to have a dog, to raise a dog in the house, unless you he's tied with a chain. Aval Megadel Hu B'Ira Smucha L'Sfar, if it's a house that's close, or a city that's close to the border, and needs protection, you could have a Kelev. You have to tie during the day, but at night you could leave him free to protect the city. Okay? And the Gemara continues and says, Tanya, bless the God, Loimer, Hamegadel Klovim, Kimegadel Chazirim. Person, Megadel Klovim is like Megadel Chazirim. That's what Ramon says, because Hezekah Motsui, Reman Afkimin, Alimikelim Beorur. Afkimin is not on his also, you get a curse if you do that. Okay? Then the Gemara says like this. So, first, before that, the Rambam paskens take that here the halacha midrabbanan is also to begadol any kelev. Doesn't have to be a kelev ra. The issue midrais is to have a kelev ra. That's the gemara in Ksuvos lo esosin do beviseicho. Chazal mesake that any kelev ubi also. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur in Siman Taf Beis say a different idea. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this in Siman Taf in Siman Taf Tes Choshmishav Taf Tes. Also, legadel kelev ra elim ken who also beshal sholosh barzel. It's only is also and that to be megadel a kelev ra, meaning only a wild dog like a pit bull is also to have in the house, and unless he's also beshal sholosh barzel, unless he's tied with a metal chain, v'kosher b'hem, ubiras mukhal esfar mutar legadloi. But if it's a city close to the border, you're allowed to v'kosher b'yoyim u'matir b'alayla. Okay. Now, the Torah Tmima asks and he says that doesn't make sense to Shulchan Aruch. Says the Torah Tmima. If you look at the Mishnah Baba Kama, the Gemara says this is atakonas chachomim. That's the Isur, Rososim Vivisecho. But not only that, if you look at it from the Gemara Vayter, it's mashma that any Kelev is Osur. Because the Gemara goes and says the following. Tirge Dorish of Dostai Dimin Biri, Ubenucha Yoimar Shuva Hashem Rivu Vais Alfi Yisrael. Shuva Hashem Rivu Vais Alfi Yisrael. Lamed Chashin Ashkin Ashru El Yisrael, Pochen Bishni Alofim Bishni Revoves. The Shkin is Shoyre, only Shni Alofim in Shni Revoves. Meaning you need 22,000 people for the Shkin to be Shoyre. The Maral explained because it connected the Aleph base, and the klolis of the number is the number 1,000, which is the number Aleph, right? The Aleph and the Aleph is the same, so that's the Shoroshim. And you need 22,000. And says the Gemore, Harei. So therefore, if you have, you need 22,000. Harei Shayu Yisrael, Shni Alofim, Shni Revoves, Choserecha. What happens if it would have been the case that there were 22,000? 199 was missing one person, and there was a lady that was pregnant. She was going to bring the 22,000. And the Kelev barked. If she goes ahead and she loses, she has an abortion because of the dog, of the fear of the dog. Then is that is going to. So it's mashma that's not talking the dog biting, it's talking dog barking. So how does Shulchan Aruch say on a kelev ra? It's mashma the Gemara, any kelev is also. And the Gemara continues, the Gemara brings a story that the lady heard the dog, she got scared, and she had an abortion. And she had a miscarriage. If it's talking the miscarriage because of the fear, so lechor is not only kelev ra. So how does the Shulchan Aruch qualify only kelev ra? That's the kasha of the Torah Tmima. Now if you look at the Ramah says here, Umiyunire, says the Ramo, Imu kelev ra, שיש לוחו שיעזיק בני אדם, יפיץ הכלב רע, they could hurt people, שאוסו לגב לו, אם כן קושי בשרבו הזה, even a city, which is close to the border, you have to keep him tied with a chain. He has to be chained. Now says the Gro here, how does the Rav Dramon know this? Says the Gro, he knows this from the Gemara that I just read to you. Says the Gro, Sham Dora Shahi Itesa, Visham Berkavav. So the Ramo, the Gro, the Choyer is answering the Tirotimim Askasha. The Ramo is saying that the Gemara is bringing two things. A dog that barks is one kelevra, and that's, you have to tie it, but if it's in the border, it needs to be protected. But a dog that barks, that's why the Ramo says a kelevra shemazik bnei adam is the one that has an intention to hurt people. And the dog that grow, there is learning a dog not that bites, but a dog that barks. That is more chomor. So in a chinami, there are two kelevras. There is one kelevra that bites, and that's what the Gemara in the beginning that says that you have to tie it, but in a city close to the border, needs protection, you don't have to tie it. But then there is a second, the dorash, the drosh of the chov beis, is telling you a chidush, zog the Ramo, of another kind of bad dog, a wild dog, a vicious dog, but that vicious dog is the one that hurts people, not by biting, but by barking. That dog, even in a year, smucha lekfar, is a svar, even if the city is right next to the border, you need to tie it and to chain it. And that's how the kasha is an akasha. Because in Acharami, the Ramo is learning with the Shulchan Aruch that there are two kinds of kelevras, and the Gemara is talking about two different ones. So it comes out, according to the Ramo, it's very interesting. That according to the Gemara, a biting dog is less chomer than a dog that barks. Those dogs that bark, don't bite, are actually worse because they are mazik bnei adam, right? They are mazik them even without biting, and those dogs are always have to be tied. So the question is why? Why is barking, here comes out, that's worse? And I told you that, what's the case of the Gemara? The case of the Gemara says is somebody who is less than 22,000, they have 199 people, is missing one person, and that's why it's going to be that's the case? Stam should say that he causes a miscarriage. Why does the Gemara have to bring such a funny case to demonstrate the evil of having a dog? And also, what does the Gemara mean? The Hezeka Motso, since that is very easy for him to mazik, he has the same halach of a chazir, of basically raising a swine, a pig, and therefore you get order. What's a kesher to a swine? Why dogs that bark are actually worse than dogs that bite? And why is specifically the example is in a case that is goyrim li tshchina she tistalek misrael? That's question number one. Question number two, we know the halacha is that we need every time there is a kriyas haTorah, you need to have 10 psukim. And that's the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, Saif Base. In Koyrim, in Kol Echad, Pochot Mishlosha Psukim. You cannot have any Laliyah less than 3 Psukim. Shnayim Koyrim Shlosha Shlosha. 2 people read 3 Psukim each. Ve'echad, and one of them reads Arba or reads 4 Psukim because you need at least 10 Psukim. Okay? Now, says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and so, I'm sorry, then you go into Seif Aleph, Kuf Lamed Zayin. Biyom shekoyrim shloisha, ein koyrim pochad masor psukim. So therefore, since it's 3, 3, and 4, you don't read less than 10 psukim. En vaidaber oila min aminyan. Veisol lekinyon batzim masor psukim. If you have a whole topic, an all enclosed topic with less than 10 psukim, going Pasha Samolek, Shem Balatisha Psukim, like Pasha Samolek, Shapir Dami. As long as it's a full Inyan, if it's 9 Psukim, that's enough. So comes out that 9 Psukim is enough if it's an Inyan, a Sholem, it's a complete Inyan on itself. Now, says Mishnah Berurah Yosef Kotten, Gimel, Veloirotsu Chazal, Lohosif Aleim, is a Psukim, not Ma. What did they add? Psukim, they have 10. לרמז בני שמו לגורם ליועס השם וכיס החוסר, since we know that could חזל learn that על כס כה, that כס is missing an א' and כה is missing בוב ה' די אין הכיס השולם ואין השם שולם עד שימוכי זוכר של המולק כי דכסיב יד על כס כה הקודש ברוך הוא מי כך יהיו פרשוי סבחסרים the same way that המולק is חוסר חזל said his parsha should be chaser. The question was like, because the shem is chaser, that's why you make nine psukim? Why don't you make eight psukim? That's that, after this, how was the shaychus? And now the Mishnah Brura, or the Dirshu already quotes that we know that Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch in Ilcho is Purim, does say that the Minhag HaSfaradim is to repeat the ninth pasuk, to have ten psukim by repeating the ninth pasuk. But our Minhag is not like that. So the question is, what is the Shaychus? By the way, just it's interesting to know that on the question that we asked before, how does the Ramb, so the Shulchan Aruch paskes only Kelevra. Why Kelevra? And he says, so the Tos Yontev says, the reason why he knows that it's a Kelevra, because it says in the Mishnah, Leigadel Adam et HaKelev. Davka de Kelev, the Kelev. So the Kelev means a bad dog. A dog that bites and a dog that barks. First of all, why is it bad, the fact the dog that barks gives him a Shem Kelevra? What's the idea of Kelevra? So the first question is on the issue of the dogs. The second question is on Amalek. Why specific Amalek has nine psukim? Because he made the Shem and the Kis Choser. And the number three question is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks like this. We know the Rambam quotes in Ilchos Melachim, the beginning, there are three mitzvahs b'chnisotam l'Eretz Yisrael. Shloisha mitzvah nitztovu b'chnisotam l'Yisrael. Which is Livnois Lemelech, Velachris Jalu Shalamolek, Velivnois Besamikdash. Now, Velivnois, I'm sorry, Velivnois Besamikhira. Right? So that's the Oshana Rambam. The Rav Mechaber, the Chinuch writes differently. Sholish Mises Tavisol Beshask Nisosam Laret, Livnois Lahem Melech, Velivnois Besamikhira, and then Nachris Jalu Shalamolek. So that's what I have to do. So says the Minchas Chinuch, Hamati Ketik Shlo Keseder, meaning the Sefer Chinuch is quoting out of order. Ki Achros HaZer HaMolek Koidim Lebeidim HaSamikdash. Posh Pshat is, Achros HaZer HaMolek is before, like this says in the Gemara. Right, the Gemara Mephoresh B'Sanhed Nef Chof Amud Beis. And the Rambam Perek Al, Minchas Melochim, Elocha Aleph, also says that. So he says that also. But the truth is, if you look at it, the Mishnah, if you look at the Medrash Tanchuma here says in Parsha Yudale, Ve'eber Niech Hashem Elokech, Rabbi Azari, Rabbi Yehuda, Mesimo Shem Yehuda, Meloi Oimer, Ashloish Advorim Nitztavu Yisroel B'Knisosam La'aretz, Limnot Alei Melech, first to Limnot is the Melech, and that everybody agrees, but he says, Beferush Lak Techinuch, V'livno Islem Beis Abchira, Ole Achris, Zachar Lushalam Olek. So that idea of that the Minchas Chinuch says is a mistake of the Rav Mechaber, no, is really a machloikes between the Gemara and the Medrash Tanchuma. And the truth is, all the Rishonim say the same also. And the Sifrei, by the way, says the same thing also. The order is Livnos Lemelech, Livnos Beis Abchira, and only after Lachris Zichru Shalom, La'arzaru Shalom Olek. Now the Posh Pshat is, that you see chronologically what happened when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they appointed a king, Shaul. They wanted to be Machri Zaru Shel Amalek, right? That's the Milchemes against Amalek. Lech V'Kites Amalek. And only afterwards they built the Beis HaBechira. But if you look at it, they never destroyed Zaru Shel Amalek. What did they do? They only weakened Amalek because they left Agag. So L'chora, the Rambam, there's no machlokes between them. Truly, you, the Milchemes Amalek is a process. It's not something that you do right away. First, you Moedel Melech. Then you start in the process of the destruction of Amalek. And that's like Shaul did, Lech V'Kises Amalek. But this will not be a destruction which is complete. Then you build the Beis HaBechira, and only after the Binya Beis HaBechira, we're going to be able to complete Mechias Amalek. And that's Kiad al Kes Komil Chom al Hashem Bamolek. That's the end of Achris Hayomim. That's Mechias Amolek. And the question is, so that's the Posh Pshat. So the Posh Pshat is no Chlekes. Because you see, historically, what happened was First, you weaken a Molech, enables you to build the Bisa Bechira, and having the Bisa Bechira allows you to destroy a Molech. So the beginning, which is the beginning of the process, is what the Rambam and the Gemara relate to. The final, the result, the culmination, the completion, is what the Medrash Tanhuma and the Chinuch say. And the question is, why is the process? And how does the Beisa Bechira in the middle allow you to complete it? Why before that is not Shaykh? To answer all of this, we go to learn. And by the way, the kasha on the nine psukim that I mentioned, why is Amolek nine psukim? You lechoira have the same issue here. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says a machloikis, where do you mention Malchus? Do you mention Malchus with Kedushas Hashem, that's the Biyochem Ben Uri, we mentioned the third brocha, or do you mention Malchus with Kedushas Hayoyim, which is in the fourth brocha? So Rabbi Akiva asks Rabbi Yochem Ben Uri, if you hold that you mention Malchus in the third brocha, Rabbi Yochem Ben Uri says, you don't blow shofar on Malchus. You blow shofar only on Kedushas Hayom, which is the fourth brocha. So Rabbi Akiva asks him, that's how the Gemara understands. If that is the case, you should not mention nine psukim. Ten psukim, you should mention nine psukim. So another situation of nine, we have the Amalek story, but we have one more additional story. The Gemara says that if you don't blow shofar by Malchus, because according to Bichem Ben Uri, Malchus is on the third brocha, you should not say ten psukim, you should not say nine psukim. What do the nine psukim have to do with blowing shofar? So going back into all the kashas, first the idea of the caliph, what's the idea of the caliph? The idea why the caliph, first of all, why they have to be chaining, the difference between dogs that bark and dogs that bite. Dogs that bark are much worse, and they're called, why they're called caliph ra. Why specifically? Because it's 22,000 people, story of the Gemara. Nine psukim, Amalek has only nine psukim, even though usually it's ten, because the Shem in Choser and the Kis is Choser. How does that make it nine? And also, what's the Tzushel in the Gemara? The Gemara tells it, if you don't blow Shofar by Malchus, you should mention nine psukim, not ten. Why nine? Should be eight. Kimon Dishtani, Shtani. And then the third question is, Lechoira, the Milchemes Amalek is a process. It's an ongoing process. It starts before Binyan Bisabchira, but only ends Bisabchira. Very similar to how Charota is. The Rambam is very much from Chashuva. The Charota starts before Kabbalah Lehaba, but Charota only completes after Kabbalah Lehaba. Also a process. Why is Milchemes Amalek a process, and why do you need the Bisamikdash to be in between that process? Okay, to answer all of this, I'd like to look at what the Megal Muka says. Megal Muka says in Oifen Kuf Mem, it says the three mitzvahs, which is the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Limnes LeMelech, and Mechias Amalek, really are connected what Amalek is missing, the Aleph of Kise. The Aleph of Kise says the Megal Muka. The Aleph of Kise is Lesaken. So he says the following. Beis HaMikdash, Aleph of Kise is the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is that Chibur, is the Aleph, right? It's the Yud and the Yud and the Vav that connects, right? In Mokum, the Nashke, Shmai, Ve'ara. And it's called Kise, Kovid, Moru, Mikrisho, Mekom, Mikdashenu. That's the Kise, Kovid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilu, Be'elam Hazeh. So that's Mesaken, the Aleph of Kise. The Hei is Limnos Lohem Melech, because Hei is Malchus. We all know that Hei is the Mekabel. Hei is the Dalet connected to the Yud, a Dalet with a Yud, that's a king over the kingdom, that's the Hei. And so there, the Vav that's missing in the Shem, that's Mechias Amalek. And the question is, why is Mechias Amalek specifically a Vav? Okay? Why is it specifically a Vav? The next thing is that we know that Amalek, the Loshon Amalek, state in Medrash Tanhuma, where does the Loshon Amalek come from? So says Medrash Tanhuma the following. Amalek, Mahu Amalek, Am Sheba Loluk Domon Shel Yisrael, Kim to Lik Domon Shel Yisrael, Ke Kelef, is Doime to a Kelef. The question is, what's Amalek Doime to a Kelef? Says the Megala Mukis, Vaizanev Becho Kol, ויזנב בכו כל, ויזנב בך כל, is בסופי תיבויס כלף. Because he's doime to the madrega of כלף. And כלף is בגימטריה נון בייס, 52, which is כנגד השם נון בייס, which is the קליפה of המולק. The קליפה of כלף. ויזנב בכו כל. The question is, what's the שייכוס that he is specifically doime to a kelev? By the way, he says that's why Shmuel was the one who encouraged and gave the mitzvah of Mechias Amolek, because he was the Bechin of Nun Beis. We know that Shmuel Anovi died at the age of 52. So there is some shaykhus to 52, and the question is why, because kelev is a matter of 52. And says the Megala Mukas, Vaizanev Becho Kol, which is Bigmatra Kelef, Hanecholim is the mem, is Bekulam. Bekulam means mi kelef. That his Yinika is mi kelef. Right? And why is mi kelef in Bekulam? Because it was base, chof, lamed, and mem are the prefixes of the Hebrew language that tells you situational, where it came from, where it's standing. And that's what Amalek comes to take it away. The question is, what does that mean? What means that he's doing the kelev? Why 52? Why the vav? What does it have to do with the bechulam, which are the prefixes? And just to say that we know that in Bais Sheni, which was shlita of Edom, that Edom was able to conquer, the esh l'mizbeach was doime lekelev, and the Zohar says the name of the kelev is Bela'adan, right? Bla'adan, that's what the Zohar says in Parshas Tzav, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what's the lashon of Bla'adan? Is Kalba. Is Bla'adan means Beloi, says Bla'adan, the Gemara says it's Kalba, says the Megala Mukas, because Bla'adan means Beloi Odoi. And the question is, what does it mean that the dog is called Beloi Odoi? But the thing lechoer the dove is posh moit. The kelef in Chazal, the kelef, the reason why the kelef is such a despised animal is because the kelef has misplaced loyalty. The whole idea of the kelef is beloy odin, that he looks at the wrong master. He gives his loyalty to the human master as if he's the source, not realizing that he has to connect to something much higher. He's connecting to the wrong giver. The Odin is not the real giver, it's just the vehicle that the bigger giver gives it. The dog is the one, the Russian Kelef. The reason is because he's outside, he's connecting to the wrong thing. Stating Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why the Kelef is one of the animals that had relations with his wife in the Teva, and therefore he was punished that he needs to be kosher, he needs to be tied. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a teva, like we saw in the Halacha, that he has to be tied, he has to be chained. What's the kesher? Because the word is the kesher to his wife, the kesher of the female and the male, the giver and the taker. Who is the real giver? Who is the real loyalty? It's always a question of Kedusha, that you marry to your wife in the situation of Kedusha, that you're connecting in much higher levels. In the teva, that connection was not supposed to have. Therefore, you're not allowed to have relations with your wife. But he always misplaces it. He connects it in a much lower form. And therefore, he had a kesher to his wife, to his mate, in the teva, even though it was not possible to achieve a higher connection. What he's missing is what he has is the misplaced loyalty. He has the loyalty. That's why he's below Odin. He's looking, connecting without the real Odin. That's the idea. The Shem Nun Beis is Yud Kei Vav Kei, that here the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei has a duality. The Noisen, the Mekabel realizes that he lives off the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. That the Shem Ben, that he realizes who the Avi is. The Kelev is the one that distorts that. He connects it to a different reality. It doesn't allow you to connect to the real giver. The Ben doesn't connect to the Av. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei doesn't connect to the Neshem next Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's exactly the story of the 9 versus the 10. The 9 is always the physical, and the 10 is always the spiritual. The 9 is the physical because we all know the Nezer writes in his Akdamot of the Chumash that the rule of 9 is the numbers. The 10th always appears to be outside. Says the Maral, why? Because the 10th represents Kedusha, and the 9 is the physical Voilam Hazeh. Oroitze, Odom Mikav Shalo Yut Yeshmita Shachabim Shachaveroi. That's why the Yud is Mainzer, is a Kedusha. To tell you, the Voilam Hazeh is the world of Tess. That's why the Tess Vayoymer, that's the world of physical, the world of tangible. But you connect to a higher reality. A Molech, because the Kisei Sholem, the Hay and the Vov, don't connect to the Yud and the Hay. What he is missing, the reason, says the Megalomukis, you know what he's distorting, the Vov. The Vov is the connection. The Vov is that Kesher. He disconnects it from the real giver and he misplaces to a lower authority. Therefore, he's distorting the Vov. His distortion is the distortion of Vov. Because he's distorting the Vov, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't read 9 times Sukkim. You only read 9. You don't read 10. Because if you don't connect to the reality, the 9 of physical don't connect to the 10th of the spiritual. That's why Shteit Gemara, if you don't blow Shofar, Shofar is the connection which is more than verbal, is the inherent connection, is the connection which is visceral, the connection which is real. If you don't have to hear Shofar, you don't say Tepsukim, because you can't connect the 9 to the 10. The 10th you have to connect to a much higher form of connection. Says Rebbe Kiva, if you don't blow Shofar, you can't read Tepsukim. That's here also Amalek, because he is Poigim in the Vav, he connects to the wrong giver, to the wrong master. He's the Beloy Odin. That's why he's Mikel, if he's Poigim, the Loshon of the prefixes. The prefixes of the words tells you where the word connects to. He distorts the Behul and the Beis, Chof, Lamed, and Mem, which are the prefixes, the position, the situates the word. He misplaces it. He takes it away. He distorts those prefixes because he prefixes to the wrong place. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says something gewaldic. A dog that barks, the barks of the dog is much more than the bite. What a Molech is barking, is creating voices, creating sounds, is creating sound bites, is creating a narrative to distort it, to take a Isha, a pregnant woman. The pregnant woman is connected to her Uber. The fetus is connected inherently to her. His barking disconnects the two, because that's what a Molech does. A Molech disconnects the two. That's why he causes a miscarriage. And the ultimate miscarriage is that we have 22,000 people. 22,000 people is that Haskola, that beginning, is like the Aleph base that connects us to the source, which is Ashrosh Ashchina. He prevents that connection. That's why his barking stops the 22,000 from taking place. That's what the Gemara says. What he does, he disconnects not only the physical fetus from the mother, but the fetus of Klal Yisrael from the Ashos Ashchina. He's the one that stops that. That's why the Ramah says, that's the Kelevra. A dog that bites is a dog that is protecting the wrong master. But the one that distorts the real master, that's one to stop, is by barking. Because a Molech is much more powerful when he barks, because he tells you a story. That's a Molech. A Molech is like the Chazir. That's why he says, what's the Chazir? The Chazir is that he has a Chitzonius that's disconnected from the Pnimius. That's what in other words, the Chitzonius of the pig is kosher. The Pnimius is non-kosher. He creates that disconnection, that there is no pneumius to it. That's the barking of the dog. And they know the dog has to be, therefore it has to be chained. If a dog is let loose, he'll never connect to the master. Chaining means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow him to get away from the master. The idea of a Molech is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that a Molech, in the end, he's the one that can never disconnect, because if you disconnect, it's connected completely. That's why a Molech is the one that's the sheker, that you know that's a sheker, that the barking doesn't mean anything. He is such a sheker that he can't fool you. The fact that he can't fool you, that because of his barking, he's chained. The barking means nothing because he's really chained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his barking innocuous. That's why his parsha is 9. That answer is, and that's Mechias HaMolech. Mechias HaMolech is that you have to connect to the right master. You have to have the drive. That's why you have to be Mechias HaMolech. But to take a Molech away in this world, that you should know that you connect to a higher authority, you need the Beis HaMikdash, which is that ultimate Chibur, that the Chibur of the Aleph. And therefore, the process starts. First, the Tshuka, give the first step. And the first step is Bechias HaMolech, because you're going to search for the real master. By having the Beis HaMikdash, you'll be able to experience the real master. And this is the time that HaMolech has no sense. That's why Bechias HaMolech is an ongoing process, is the ongoing process of the world. Which, by the way, there's such a right parsha before Rosh Hashanah. All the idea of Rosh Hashanah is for us connect to our source. Is the Tkia Shofar, is connecting the 9 to the 10. That's why that Pasuk always is right before Tkia Shofar. It's connecting to the real source, finding the real master. Interestingly enough, the Hebrew National, right, on the hot dog, is we answer to higher authority. Because in Achenami, the tikkun of the dog is that we answer to a higher authority. This is us. This is Klal Yisrael. And that's the idea of Shofar connecting to a higher form. Not verbally, because verbally could be like a dog. Havli, havli. If you ask Kodesh Baruch Hu just verbal, sounds like a dog, like the barking of a dog, that you're connecting to the wrong form of connection. The dog is Beloy Odin. Our tikkun is to find the real Odin, which is the concept of Beis HaBechira, that we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and ultimately that's the ultimate achrona for Rosh Hashanah, which is the search for the real master. As you'll see, that chibur of Rosh Hashanah, which is Brias Odom, Malchus Shamayim, is the kesher to the real Odin. That's the tikkun of the Shem Odin, which is Lechoira, the opposite, and the tikkun of the Shem Kelev, which is the distortion of the Shem Ben.